From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today released his debut record coming up on a year ago now, last February. It's called Tales of America, out on Verve Forecast. J.S. Ondara is my guest. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's very nice to meet you. Thanks for coming by.
Absolutely.
Your origin story is fascinating. How you got started discovering music, making music, how you ended up here in the States. You are originally from Kenya.
That's right. Yep.
And if I understand correctly, you were first turned on to Western music through a radio that your sister had.
Right. Yeah.
Listening to what? Where was the station coming from that you could pick up on the radio?
There was a lot of BBC, like British sort of radio stations. They were, you know, broadcasting home, and they would have, you know, they would play some rock songs. And there were some local stations as well, which had rock programs. So it was a mixture of a lot of different things. You know, you just put on the stereo and some sort of a frequency comes in, and you look for the frequency that communicates to you, you know.
Now, as a kid, as a young man, were you a musician? I know that there's a fairly vibrant music world in Kenya. Mm-hmm. Things like Benga and Congolese Sukos is real hot there.
Right.
There's a lot of reggae that is popular in Kenya.
Right.
Were you part of that scene at all as a young man, or was your first inclination that you wanted to be a musician a result of hearing what you heard on the radio?
It was definitely the latter. You know, I was definitely a weirdo in that regard. The music I heard, which was sort of, you know, the Western rock music, you know, from the US and the UK, was sort of the music that ignited the fire within me, and the curiosity to try to write music and try to sort of planted that seed inside me at a young age to try to pursue something of a career in music. Yeah.
So you have talked often about your interest and your desire to be a storyteller.
Right.
So if you weren't making music back then, prior to being turned on by what you heard over the radio,
right,
what was your creative outlet when you were young? What did you do to get all of that creativity out into the world?
Right. It was mostly poetry.
Yeah?
And just sort of short tales, little short stories about, you know, all kinds of things that I was going through every day. I think I was learning the language as sort of how to communicate in English as a second language, and I was using poems and then stories as a way of sort of helping me develop some sort of a mastery in the language, which, you know, I think I'm still trying to, and it's why I'm writing songs.
You're doing great so far. So your number one, your sort of top of the mountain, ended up as Bob Dylan.
Right.
Bob Dylan's lyrics are sometimes very evocative and indirect. How much comprehension did you have back then of the message in his songs? And how much were you just in love with the sound of the songs?
I think there's definitely a certain aspect of prophecy of sort in the writing. You know, it's not very clear, but it feels as though it's something that's about to be true.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something you communicate with in a certain level, and I was able to relate to that from a very fundamental place as a person who was very fond of words, who was initially using words to try to communicate and write in English. I found a very sort of kinship with that method of writing, that sort of prophetic way of writing that feels almost ancient, but also new and relatable at the same time, but also, you know, just the sounds as well. But the writing was definitely an important connection for me and the music of Dylan, for sure. Yeah,
I'd love to hear how it turned out. J.S. Ondara is my guest today live at Jefferson Public Radio. His debut record is called Tales of America, and I think you're going to play some tunes from it. What do you want to start with?
This is a song called Days of Insanity.
Thank you. airport, waiting on a plane. There's a cow at the funeral, bidding farewell. There's a goat at the dancing with the hair. Somebody call the doctor from the university. Somebody call upon the witch and the wizardry. Somebody call the rabbi, the pastor and the sheep, 'cause we are coming on the days of insanity, the days of insanity, the days of from the university. Somebody call upon the witch and the wizardry. Somebody call the rabbi, the pastor and the sheep, 'cause we are coming on the days of insanity, the days of insanity, the days of insanity, the days of...
Days of Insanity. J.S. Ondara is my guest playing live today in the JPR studio. It's a song from his debut record out on Verve Forecast last February called Tales of America. Well, speaking of America, you were motivated to get here from Kenya, and you put in quite a bit of effort looking for school opportunities, looking for job opportunities, and what ended up coming about was through an act that your aunt took.
Correct.
Tell me about what that was like.
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time, many years really, trying to find my way to America. I think I realized very quickly after discovering my love for for folk music or folk rock, if you want to call it that, I discovered very quickly that I needed to be somewhere different to pursue that as a career. And, you know, America became the destination for me, and Minnesota became the destination for me. And so I tried for a long time to try to find my way there, and nothing really ever worked because it's obviously quite difficult to move here, until at some point a relative of mine applied for one of these green card lottery things, and just, you know, by absolute chance, that ended up being the tipping point after many years of trial and error. Yeah.
Wow, that was about, what, 6 years ago, something like that?
About 6 years ago, yeah.
I know there are a number of people listening right now that are thinking to themselves, young man from Kenya decides he wants to go to Minnesota. Why Minnesota, and what was your reaction once you actually put foot on the ground?
Inherently a romantic person, and there's this romantic idea of moving to where to Bob Dylan's in home state, having fallen in love with his music, and you know, his legacy, so to speak. So that's what drew me there in the first place, is just knowing that he was from there. I wasn't familiar with much else as far as Minnesota culture or Minnesota climate and weather and all that. And so that was a bit shocking as far as, you know, having to endure the winter and all that. But no regrets here.
Yeah. And you got together money for the trip by telling your family that you were coming to the States to become a doctor.
Yep. Yeah. I had to.
How long did it take for you to finally admit the truth to them?
I mean, I think they figured out eventually after they saw videos of me online and like, that's not med school.
Yeah. I read somewhere that you had a book that you had carried for quite some time full of those early poems.
Yeah.
And you lost it. Was that a tremendous setback for you, or were you able to move past that fairly easily?
I think I'm fairly compulsive when it comes to writing. Writing was always the thing that sort of taught me how to speak. And so I just write all the time. So it was definitely difficult because it was a large book full of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of poems and stories, which I was going to turn into songs. And I lost them all. But I think that sort of challenged me to just start afresh. It's definitely a setback, but... you know, it depends on how you look at it. Maybe, sure. Maybe it was just a push into writing better or something.
Yeah. The success of your talent and your debut record has enabled you to tour the country. It's enabled you to tour the world. I know you've been to the UK. You've been to Australia. If you were doing it all over again, where would you land?
Where would I land? Good question. I can't really trade what I got out of Minneapolis for anything else, really. I didn't really know that's what I was looking for, but it was precisely what I needed at the time, which was it ended up being Minneapolis ended up being this sort of a perfect incubation place for me to learn how to play the guitar and figure out who I am as an artist and what path I want to take without being distracted by too much of, you know, what is considered industry influence or something like that. It was just this incubation period that I needed. And I don't know if there's any other place that could have provided me that. And I wouldn't really trade that move for anything else, really.
Where do you like best now that you've seen many, many places?
That's a good question.
Where feels like a good home base for you now? Where are you living now?
I'm still in Minnesota a lot, but I move around a lot. I mean, I'm in California. I'm in Paris a lot sometimes. At the end of the day, I don't think I've found that whatever you can call home, so to speak. I don't know if I have that yet. I don't feel, you know, like I found it yet. I have pieces of homes everywhere. You know, my home is essentially in Nairobi. I have a piece of home in Minneapolis, and you know, I feel connected to some other places in the world, like Paris and all that. And I think for me, it's a continuing journey of trying to find that, and maybe that's the drive to keep going.
Will you play us another song?
Yeah, I'd love to.
What's next?
This is a song called Lebanon.
This is J.S. Sandara playing live here at JPR.
In the water, the fire, I'll go wherever you go. In the I'm ready now. Can't you see this riot inside my veins? Hey, lover, I'm overcome by desire. How must I be? In the water, the fire, I'll go wherever you go. In the valley, in the canyons, I'll go wherever you go. Hey, lover, it's been 3 years now since you heard from Jesus, his chosen man. Hey, lover, you twist and turn till your colors wither. There'll be no men in the water, the fire. I'll go wherever you go. In the valley, in the canyons, I'll go wherever you go. Hey, lover, it's been 3 years now since you heard from Jesus, his chosen man. Hey, lover, you twist and turn till your colors wither, and there'll be no man in the water, the fire. I'll go wherever you go. In the valley, in the canyons, I'll go. Life is brief, don't sit alone in your constant fear. Open up, I shan't be like Canada. Oh, Lebanon, oh, Lebanon. Life is brief, don't sit alone in your constant fear. Open up, I shan't be like Canada.
It's another tune from the record called Tales of America, out last February on Verve Forecast. It's the debut album of my guest today, J.S. Ondara, who is here on JPR Live Sessions. It's a beautiful song.
Thanks so much.
Thanks very much. You were performing for a short period of time as Jay Smart.
I did, yeah.
Why land on that name?
I think I performed initially under many different, not just that, but a lot of different names, both with the initials J and S. Yeah, it was sort of I don't know what that was. I think part of it was being sort of drawn to the mysticism of Bob Dylan and trying to find that sort of mystical vessel, yeah, character for me to relay my music and my poetry. And so I toyed around with very many variations of names that started with J and S. That's just one of the, you know, many of them that I used before. And eventually ended up just using my sort of traditional family name, yeah. which is Ondara.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned earlier being compulsive about writing.
Right.
11 songs made this record from a collection of over 100 that you had kind of prepared and were on the chopping block.
Right.
It's a lot of music. Yeah. How many of those have remained in your catalog and your set list, might appear on a subsequent record?
They're gone.
Really?
Yeah, they're gone. They're gone. It's just, there's new ones now.
And, wow.
And yeah, it's just, it's strange. They just come and go. It's like traffic. They come, they pass by, and then you hear it, and then it goes, and then it, there's recordings of them, yeah. some of them, so maybe at some point when I'm very dead, you know, some someone might, you know, release some of them, but...
But only when you're very dead.
Extremely dead, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How did the process of making a record compare to what you thought the process of being an artist and making a record was going to be?
I never really had much expectations of, you know, I didn't really know is what it was. I think if I knew what this journey would entail, perhaps I would have maybe moved to Los Angeles or New York or something. I had no clue. I just knew I wanted to travel around the world and play music. So every decision I made was very romantic. So as far as moving to Minneapolis and all that, so every step of it has been fairly a new adventure to me figuring it out as I do it.
What was your biggest misconception or the thing that was most different from what you thought it would be of the entire process?
I mean, I think the sheer amount of hard work that goes into building, you know, a career in music out of absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Was definitely something that perhaps I wasn't very mentally prepared for, and I had to come face to face with that reality as soon as I landed here.
You called your record Tales of America. Do you now, I mean, you've been here now 6+ years, do you have a concept of what America is now? Has it changed since you first got here? And have the meanings of your songs changed for you since you first wrote them as a result of experiencing and seeing and exploring more of America?
Some of them, for sure. I think my perspective of America, it's a continuing education of sort. You know, it's me. I live here now, you know, for better or worse, and I find that it's upon me to sort of educate myself on the history of the country and the sort of current place of the country and where you know the place of the country is with regards to where it lies in comparison to the rest of the world. And all that. So there's definitely it's a continuing education, and I think maybe that's something that it's going to be reflected in the songs I write now and the songs that I keep writing as I keep educating myself on what this place is and what its role is in civilization and in the world at large.
Hmm. You hinted at the new songs. In September, you released a few on Tales of America, The Second Coming.
Right.
You have also made some vague references online to the next record, which will be sometime in the future, and you have made references to there being some changes to the sound.
Right.
Anything that you are at liberty to indulge us with?
The record will be out next year at some point. I'm in the process of finishing it. It's going to be I'm keen not to repeat myself, so to speak. So it's going to be a move in some direction. I'm trying to grow and challenge myself and experiment a little more than I did before. I think when I came into making my first record, I had a very singular vision of how I wanted that record to sound. It was going to be very stripped down. It was going to be something of freewheeling and Astral Weeks and Nebraska. And now moving into, and I did that, and I'm very proud that I did, and moving into the second record, I want to challenge myself and grow, and I'm just experimenting a lot more now and seeing what comes up.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, thank you.
Your first language was Swahili?
Swahili, yeah.
Does Swahili work in Western song structure? And will we hear any of that in your upcoming music?
I don't know. Maybe. I've definitely toyed around with some sort of, I think, Swahili phrasing and chants in some songs here and there. But we'll see if you never really know what songs make it into the record.
Yeah.
Because there's quite a lot of them.
Well, we'll keep our ears and eyes open.
Thank you.
J.S. Andara is my guest today live here at Jefferson Public Radio. His debut is called Tales of America, out in February of 2019 on Verve Forecast. Information is online at jsandara.com. What do you want to wrap up with?
This is a song called Saying Goodbye.
Ooh. just getting good at saying goodbye. Getting good, saying goodbye. Getting good at saying goodbye.
That one is called Saying Goodbye. J.S. Ondara is my guest in the studio today. He's playing music from his debut record called Tales of America. Information is online at jsondara.com. JPR Live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. J.S. Ondara, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.